Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchel with my colleague Anatole Levin at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Steadfast Defender 2024 is the name of the NATO exercise underway until May. From now till May, 90,000 troops occupying parts of the Baltic states. I'm told that Germany will be included in the exercise, Poland certainly. This is a way of reviving the capability and asking questions about NATO's interoperability, who shows up with the right equipment. I note that Brussels recently announced, NATO announced that it has approved a 1.x billion euro purchase of ammunition, some of which won't be delivered until 2025. So NATO organizing itself. Why? Because there are headlines that look to me to be unusual out of London Telegraph, such as public face call-up if we go to war, military chief warns, or Ukraine conflict shows calling up public can win wars, says the UK Army chief. Or Rishi Sunak saying, we're going to stand by Ukraine no matter what else anybody does. It would appear, Anatole, that there's a war fever, at least in the Conservative Party, which dominates Parliament. Is it genuine? What's it based on? Does it connect to Steadfast Defender? Are we looking at NATO all of a sudden gaining teeth?
Well, I think we are looking at NATO gaining more teeth when it comes to the defense of NATO. And very important from that point of view has been the deployment of German troops in particular to the Baltic states. Because, of course, that means that if, which, by the way, I don't think Russia has the slightest intention of doing, but if Russia attacked the Baltic states, then German soldiers would be killed, and then, you know, NATO would inevitably be drawn in. And, you know, at that point, yes, I mean, Russia would be at war with NATO. And it's true that, you know, the European NATO forces are pretty weak and shambolic. But then, of course, as we've seen in Ukraine, the Russian army was and remains far weaker than anyone thought. I mean, you know, the Russians are inching forward and the war of attrition is generally going their way. But, you know, it took them how many months? 6 months to capture the small town of Bakhmut in the Donbass. They've been fighting for months now to capture an even smaller town called Avdiivka. You know, during the Cold War, you know, we were really worried about the weakness of NATO conventional forces in Europe. But of course, when the Cold War ended and people managed to actually have a look at the Soviet forces, I mean, I was one of them when I went to the Soviet Union, we were absolutely astonished by how weak and corrupt and badly equipped the Soviet army was. So, you know, I think there's an element of hysteria here. There is an element of Sunak trying to whip up, you know, nationalism or patriotism, whatever you call it, to try and stave off catastrophe in the British general elections later this year. But I think the thing really to concentrate on is, you know, this British idea, which is now floating around, of a general call-up, as Ukraine, of course, did in after the Russian invasion in 2022. I mean, this is something you do if you or your immediate neighbours have been invaded, and as in the Second World War, you know, Britain is under bombardment from an enemy. It is not something you do if a country to which you are not formally allied almost 1,000 miles away, is under attack. And so I think the whole point is that...
we have 30 seconds, Anatole.
NATO is, to some extent, mobilizing to defend itself, but every NATO government, including America, continues to say, we will not go to war for Ukraine. That remains official policy everywhere, including in London. And by the way, that is also the desire of the overwhelming majority of Western publics.
Anatole Levin, Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.